This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The assembly elections in Delhi will take place in a single phase on the 5th of February, and counting will take place on the 8th of next month. The Election Commission today announced the poll schedule for the election to the 70 members for Delhi Legislative Assembly. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said the notification will be issued on the 10th of this month.
It's a single-phase election. Date of notification will be 10th of January, Friday. Last date of making nomination will be 17th of January. Scrutiny on 18th of January. Withdrawal 20th. Date of poll is 5th and counting is 8th. And 5th again we have very deliberately kept Wednesday. Kyunki hum sochte hain sab Delhi wale vote karein. Isliye is baar bhi Maharashtra ki tarah humne isko Wednesday mein rakha hai.
The Chief Election Commissioner denied the allegations of EVM tampering, increasing the voter turnout numbers after 5 p.m. and slowed the counting process.
EVM with VVPAT system ensures accuracy of voting system. ECI has successfully held free and fair elections. Lowering down of the image and prestige of the constitutional body cannot be allowed.
The term of the current assembly will end on the 23rd of next month. Home Minister Amit Shah launched the Bharat Poll portal developed by Central Bureau of Investigation in New Delhi today. The Bharat Poll portal is aimed at streamlining the processing of all requests for international assistance through Interpol, including the issuance of red notices and other color-coded Interpol notices. Speaking on this occasion, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, Bharat Poll will take the international investigation into a new era. Farmers from Delhi today met Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan in the national capital. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Singh said the farmers are unable to avail the benefits of the various schemes launched by the central government in the national capital. The minister added that he has written a letter to Delhi Chief Minister Atishi in this regard. The minister alleged that farmers are getting electricity at higher prices. He also urged the Delhi government to implement farmer welfare schemes in Delhi that the central government is providing. The centre has emphasised that there is no cause of concern for the public from the human metapneumovirus or HMPV. During a virtual meeting with the states and union territories, Union Health Secretary Punya Salila Srivastava reviewed the present situation of respiratory illnesses in India and the status regarding the HMPV cases along with the public health measures for their management. India and Malaysia have agreed to deepen cooperation in counter-terrorism and de-radicalization, cybersecurity, defense industry and maritime security. During the India-Malaysia Security Dialogue in New Delhi today, both the countries explored ways to enhance cooperation in critical minerals and rare earths. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today launched the official calendar of the Union Government at Rail Bhavan. The theme of this year's calendar is Jan Bhagidari Se Jan Kalyan. During the event, Mr. Vaishnav said that the calendar aligns with the government's motto of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. Sleuths of income tax officials are conducting raids today at offices and residences of relatives of former Chief Minister and AIADMK General Secretary Edappadi K. Palaniswamy. Raids are ongoing at 25 places in Chennai, Erode, Coimbatore and Bengaluru. At least 53 people were killed and 62 injured after a 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck the Nepal-Tibet border this morning. The epicenter was located in Xizang in Tibet, near the Nepal border. The earthquake also sent tremors across parts of North India, including Bihar, West Bengal, Sikkim. The tremors were strongly felt in parts of Bihar, prompting people to rush out of their homes and apartments in panic. And in badminton, India's women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand advanced to the round of 16 at the Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur, defeating Thailand's Ornicha and Sukhita Suvachai in straight games. And the Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry today said that over 10 crore 30 lakh connections have been provided under the PM Ujjwala Yojana. In the data released in its year-end review 2024, the ministry mentioned that the number of LPG connections have increased to 32.83 crores. And that is the end of this news bulletin.